Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the fourth parak of Maseches Tmura. V'lad Chatos, the offspring of a Karmel Chatos, who Tmura's Chatos, and the Tmura of a Karmel Chatos, v'chatos shmesu b'ayleha, or a Chatos whose Bailim died before he's able to bring the Karmel Chatos, yamusu. These are three of the five Chatos amesos. You have to leave them to die, you don't let them graze and develop a mum, or anything like that. Sha'avra Shnasa, similarly, a fourth type of Chatos amesa is that it became too old to be used as a Karmel Chatos, v'sha'avda v'nim seis palas mum, or if you lost it and then you found it and it had a balmum and it had a mum on it, so and you had replaced it in the meantime, imisha kipra bailim. So if you found it after you already got your kapara with another karban, tamus. So this is also left to die. Ve'ina osa tamura. A chatos like that does not affect a tamura. If you try to make a tamura, the new animal does not become a tamura. Meaning, if it's a chatos that you already achieved the kapara with, if it's a chatos hamesa, it's already a chatos hamesa, so it cannot make a tamura. You're not allowed to get hanah from it, but if you did, it's not a violation of me'ila. Im achalo kipra bailim, if you find the karban before you got your kapara with another karban chatas, tira achetistayiv, so then let it graze until it develops mum, v'timacher v'yavi b'demeacharis, and then sell it and use the money to buy another one. Va'osa tamura, and that karban chatas you can make a tamura with, umalimba, and it's subject to mi'ila as well. Mishnah beis, hamafrish chatasu va'avda, if a person designated something as a karban chatas and then it got lost, the hikra v'acharis tachteh, and he brought another animal as a karban chatos because he lost the first one. V'acharkach nimtzis harishon, and then he finds the first one. Tamos, that is one of the chatos amesos. You let it die. Hamafresh ma'os lechatos v'avdu. If you designated money for a karban chatos and you lost that money, v'hikra v'chatos tachtehen, and then you were makrav a karban chatos, not with that money because that money was lost. V'acharkach nimtzu amos, and then you found the bag of money that was labeled chatos. Yelchu liyam melech. You have to throw that money into the Yam HaMelech. So let's review what we learned today. In the first Mishnah, we said that Avlad Chatos and Tamur's Chatos and Chatos Shmesu Bai Leha are three of the Chatos HaMesos. We said if it's the Chatos has aged out or it was lost and by the time you found it, it was a Balas Mum. So if you already got your Kapara, let it die. And it cannot affect the Tamura. And you can't get Hana from it, but it's also not subject to Mi'ila. But if you had not yet gotten your Kapara, you let it graze until it develops a mum, you sell it and you buy another one, another karban chatos, and such a karban can affect the tamura and is subject to mi'ila. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if you designated an animal as a chatos and lost it and brought another one while it was lost and then you found it, so it's a chatos amesos, it's one of the chatos amesos. If you designated money for a chatos and lost the money and brought another karban chatos in its place and then you found the money, so the money goes liyam hamelech. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel.